Radio, as an advertising medium, receives less expenditure than TV, but is also very important. Radio markets are more segmented than TV markets because the number of radio stations is larger. The Radio Advertising Bureau in the U.S. classifies radio ads into four types: the singing or jingle type, the narrative type, the straight commercial, and the personality commercial. Singing commercials have been around for a long time. Their origins date back to the origins of advertising with the town crier. The first radio jingle with a high impact was written by Pepsi-Cola. "Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you. Twice as much for a nickel, too," went the song. Songs used in ads can be original or borrowed. A narrative radio ad is usually of 60 seconds long or less. It aims to tell a little story while getting the product message across. Often, comedy teams are used to write copy for radio narrative ads. A straight commercial is delivered by one person and is the simplest type of radio ad to produce. It may start with, "I want to tell you about," and can finish with, "Try it." It is adaptable to most products and situations. Personality ads on the radio can include real personalities talking about the product. They can also be done through inventing a personality to go with the product. Ronald McDonald is a good example of an invented personality. In making all these kinds of radio ads, some important points must be kept in mind. Firstly, they should sound the way people talk in real life. Secondly, if the product name is in any way complicated, the name must be spelled out a number of times. Thirdly, short words and sentences are more punchy and have better effect. And lastly, basic ideas in the ad should be repeated. These are just some of the guidelines for making good radio ads.